to students to order on Wednesday, October 18th, 2017, at 5:33 p.m. in the Rita Lane and Senate Chambers of the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into Agenda Item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving into Agenda Item 3, roll call.
Speaker Jackson.
Present.
Senator Becker.
Present.
Senator Billman.
Present.
Senator Bussman.
Present.
Senator Camilli.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Tardy excused.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Present.
Senator Compton.
Tardy excused.
Senator Flangus.
Present.
Senator Kirkendall.
Present.
Senator Lippy.
Present.
Senator Ma.
Present.
Senator Mall.
Present.
Senator Martinez.
Present.
Senator Panningban.
Present.
Senator Sarwar.
Absent excuse.
Senator Say.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator Stopka.
Present.
Senator Thummel.
Present.
Senator Toole.
Present.
Senator Trauma.
Present.
Holmes present.
Great, thank you. Moving into Agenda Item 4, Adoption of Minutes. I'm seeking a motion to adopt the minutes from September 6, 2017. Sarah Martinez.
I move to approve the minutes from September 6, 2017.
Is there a second? Senator Toole?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the approval of the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Minutes pass. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 20th, 2017. Sarah Flangus.
September 20th?
Yes.
I move to approve the minutes from September 20th, 2017 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? All right, seeing none, motion carries. Moving into Agenda Item 5, public comment. First off, I want to say welcome to our legislative interns that are here tonight. We're so happy to see you here, and enjoy the meeting, and we'll see you after. Public comment is going to be limited to 2 minutes tonight, so is there any fun public comment willing to speak? Yes.
First of all, on Sunday morning on CBS at 6:30, there's a program, Face the State, and last Sunday, President Johnson was on. He was talking about how the university is trying to get, quote, faculty of color, unquote, or recruits. However, of course, there's a double standard here. It's bad if minorities are unrepresented, but it's perfectly all right if whites are unrepresented. So I sent him a note asking what he's going to do to get more whites onto the basketball and football teams. I haven't gotten an answer from him, and I don't expect it. But I think this is something you might look into when you pass a resolution asking what he's doing about it. If nothing, why isn't he doing nothing? On another subject, I got a mailing from this Liberty Council group, which is fighting the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they sent me a list of the current organizations on the public SPLC's list of hate groups. One of them is Radical Catholic Traditionalists. And if any of you are Catholics, what that means is, if you believe what the Catholic Church teaches on things like abortion and contraception, then you should be ashamed of yourselves, because according to the SPLC, that makes you guilty of hate.
Thank you. Please let the record show that Senators Cook and Compton entered the room at 5:36 p.m. Is there anyone else for public comment? Dr. Beatty.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank everyone that came out last night to help load clothes after the underground. There are two U-Haul trucks full, and there are some happy organizations, so thanks for coming out and volunteering your time for that. And also, Senators, I'd like to remind you, we do have new legislative interns, and this is the first Senate meeting. A lot of them we're probably going to see, so.
Any other public comment this time? All right, seeing none. Out of respect for Assistant Director Fang's time, because they do have an event tonight, we're actually going to move straight into Agenda Item 17. Subsection B, Senate Resolution 85, and Subsection A, Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Connell. I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Kirkendall.
I move to approve Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Connell.
Is there a second? Senator Lee?
I second.
All right. I'm going to yield the floor to Assistant Director Fang to speak.
I'm just going to go.
All right, good evening, Senators. So Director Cannell wrote a letter addressing this issue, but she couldn't be here to read it tonight since she's emceeing the pageant. To the Senate of the Associated Students, I'm writing this letter in regards to the Nevada revised statute violations surrounding the Biggest Little Festival and Sean King. As Director of the Event Programming Department, it is my responsibility to ensure that all Nevada revised statutes are followed. I'm taking full responsibility for the misunderstanding that transpired in regards to the violation of the unapproved funds. As the 2018 fiscal year budget was presented by the Senate by President Teixeira, the Biggest Little Festival was included in the breakdown. I was under the impression that the budget was presented as a program and thus not needing additional department approval. Further, the speaker series was sponsored by several departments and the monetary obligation for the Department of Programming was initially unclear. By the time we realized we were responsible for payment, there was insufficient time to agendize the budget prior to Sean King's series portion. The funds for both the Biggest Little Festival and Sean King have since been approved by my department as of October 10th, 2017. I have made the following changes in the department structure to ensure that these violations do not occur this year or in years to follow. One, I have implemented an officer transitioning program. Two, I have mandated for each programmer to create a Nevada box file for every event they plan that entails the following: budget proposal, event planning timeline, receipts, correspondence, and debrief notes. Lastly, I've worked with Assistant Director of Budget and Finance, Cal Fang, me, to ensure that all other department funds have been accounted for. I can assure you that I, as Director, and Kyle, as Assistant Director of Budget and Finance, have taken all necessary action to ensure that something like this never happens again. With respect, Mia Cannell, Director of Event Programming.
Thank you. Well, first, I know that there's an amendment that needs to be made, so Senator Flangus.
I move to amend Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Cannell, page 2, line 20, to read, whereas $211,366,009 was spent without formal approval.
Where's that? Can you repeat that?
$211,366.09.
Sorry, one more time.
$211,366.09.
Thank you.
Is there a second to the amendment? Sir Martinez?
Second.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those approving the amendment as read, please designate receive aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Back into discussion of the resolution as a whole. Is everyone, I know we went over it last week, but is everyone clear as to what the censure is? All right. And this resolution was recommended favorably by the Committee on Oversight last night. Is there any additional discussion? Dr. Beattie.
I know this is your first censure for the set body. I know you understand what the censure is in the legislation. Do you understand what a censure is? Does anybody not understand? Should I just say it in case you're afraid to not understand publicly? A censure is just a public disapproval of something that's happening, right? And in your Constitution, Senate has the power to regulate Senate and the whole rest of the that ranges everywhere from just a censure all the way to impeachment, right? And then the actions that come with that. So censure's a public disapproval, it's not actually a sanction. So there may be a sanction tied to it or not tied to it. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Beattie. And you can also see in the resolution that it does state that if this resolution is passed, we recommend that Director Cannell write an apology letter to the Nevada Sagebrush. Is there any other questions, discussions on this resolution? All right, well, all those in favor of approving Senate Resolution 85, a resolution to censure Director Cannell, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries, resolution passes. All right, we're gonna move right back into Agenda Item 7, reports of the ASUN officers. I have the report of the President and the Vice President tonight. Hello all, I will not be in attendance tonight for I have two midterms tomorrow that are both 40% of my grade. First, I would like to address the terrible act of hate we saw last week in the Church Fine Arts Building. As a student on this campus, I stand against the individuals and their act of hate and vandalism in the Church Fine Arts stairwell with swastikas. As a student body, we need to stand together and show students that are most affected by this that we're not going to continue this behavior. As the president of ASUN, I'm committed to the discourse that helps reach an understanding about the diversity of thought on our campus, but I urge the institution to move into action. However, I urge the institution, ASUN calls for the examination of all surveillance video available and expects the appropriate due process to unfold if individuals are identified. Moving forward from the events that transpired at the start of the school have been very hard, especially because it almost seems like a new act of hate is happening somewhere in the country almost weekly. I wish I was able to say this in person, but we as a collective have an opportunity to do something truly great for this campus community. We are all privileged with the positions that we hold, and we are able to enact real change on this campus. The administration and faculty members listen to our opinions and respect our requests. If we want to change the campus for the better and move past these acts of hate, we must bind together to work with the administration and faculty to create necessary change. Over the past couple weeks, I've been having conversations with university presidents across the nation about diversity and inclusion. I can say that our campus, yes, is facing many difficulties, but other campuses are facing the same difficulties as well. We are a long way from where we should be, but I know that the leadership on this campus is committed to creating the culture change. I also know that we have a large amount of students that are committed to creating this culture change, and without both of these elements, we could not be able to move forward. In the conversations I've had with the student body presidents from across the nation, we have identified key problems on every campus. One of the problems affecting most campuses is that they're divided between the right and the left. This is causing many people not to understand or listen to the other person's point of view. This type of denial of free speech could be deadly on any college campus or to really any space in the United States. I heard a quote the other day from one of my colleagues, and it said, "Look around at what issues are being talked about on college campuses today, and I promise you in 5 to 10 years, those issues will be prevalent in all of society." After identifying this problem with free speech on college campuses, we want to start a movement across the country to combat those that want to stop the exchange of ideas. I will have more updates for this project as time goes by, but we want to launch the program early in the spring. The more conversations I've had with the student body presidents this week, some gave me an idea for a photo shoot much like Dear World. The difference is that this highlights the culture of someone rather than just a phrase. The event is called My Culture Is Not a Costume. However, I would like to do this event next week during Halloween. In the conversations that I've had today, we don't have enough time to properly market the event and get it all set up. We will throw this in the legacy binder for next year. We may try to do a spin-off event like this, but do a fashion show of culture. I would like to give a big shout out to Senator Martinez and Chief of Staff Bradley for their effort in the internship program. The internship program was one of the key pieces to ensuring that the ASUN will have future leaders for years to come. The amount of effort they have both put into this program is impressive, and I cannot wait to see what their effort comes from it. I would like to also give a shout out to the Department of Event Programming. Homecoming week has gone off without any screaming participants, and for that, I'm very proud of them. Tomorrow at Faculty Senate, I will be speaking on the undergraduate research grant and the need for mentors from the faculty. Next week, I will report on how the Senate took my presentation. On Friday last week, Director Wahlberg, Director Benjo, and Senator Flangus and I had the opportunity to speak to Clayton Middle School. In this, we were able to establish the necessary relationships with some people from the university and Clayton Middle School to coordinate closely for future events. Yesterday, the Committee on Budget and Finance heard the new operating budget with all the rollover added in. Every year, we approve a budget at the start of the year with estimates from Director Rodriguez. These estimates are pretty close to exact, but because we conservatively set up the budget, we were left with extra room for spending. The PAC internship grant program was requesting that they increase their amount of internships by 2. The extra money that we had in the rollover was then put forth for those extra internships. You will see the legislation next week. If you have any questions of what I have stated in my report, you know where my office is. President Tech Sarah. I also have the report of the Vice President. Good evening, Senators, and happy homecoming. I apologize for my absence as Director Cannell and myself are emceeing the pageant. I hope to see you all thereafter. As for my report, Director Henderson and I had the opportunity to attend the Student Wellness Advisory Group on Friday, which I will let her speak of more of in her report. The Student Health Center has officially switched to an oral swab for their free HIV screening, so myself and Jennings from the Health Center will be planning a joint event to promote this service here soon. Director Henderson and I will be meeting with Carla Franick from Counseling Services in the upcoming week, and she has compiled data that will be very prominent in the legislation Director Schultz and I are working on. Senator Smith, we would love if you joined us on this, and we will send you an invite once the time is confirmed. You will be seeing legislation in regards to the PAC internship grant program in the coming week. I have asked Elizabeth Loud of the Career Studio to come and give you all a report and update in the progress of the current applications, as well as a brief breakdown of the 2017 program report during public comment. I will speak more about this in my next report, but I'm going to need a few of your help in partnership with the Career Studio for tabling to promote the internship program in the coming weeks. Thank you. Warm regards, Sebastian Atienza. All right. Chief Justice, is there a report this week? Thank you.
Hi, everyone. So Sam cannot be here today, but I am here. So we had interviews on Monday. It went really well. We had 8 candidates, and then today we figured out who we wanted. So we're going to email them, I think, tomorrow regarding, like, the acceptance, and then we have recommendations for a few other departments. And then next week, Wednesday, we are having a meeting for the justices, and then right after we're going to meet with the interns, and then we're going to try and get to know them more to see who would be a better fit with each justice. And then I'm working with Sam to set the dates for the syllabus and really get everything lined up, so that's exciting. And then during the interviews, we asked the candidates how they heard about the internship program, and they said the job search online, flyers around campus, and social media, so that was good to hear.
Perfect. Any questions? Great, thank you. Chief of Staff Bradley.
Hi, everybody. So while we're on the topic of interns, I'm really excited that everybody's getting them all. I don't know if this is so low, but also with that being said, Speaker Pro Tem for Martinez and I today, we're kind of looking over my job duties. And if you guys have looked over the Chief of Staff job duties, they don't really, they're not what I actually do. So we were looking over those, and you should be expecting a resolution soon to change that up, with the focus on some of the internal intern logistics, like being the main point of contact and things like that, just kind of making it to where our organization is as sustainable as possible. If you could read it, you'd know what I do, and if you read it right now, there's absolutely no idea that you would know that I do those things. So that will be really exciting. That's a long overdue audit for sure. The Chief of Staff needs to be updated for sure. On the topic of interns, we have our first meeting tomorrow night as well, and then electors coming up, and we finally have the handbills and posters getting printed so we can start our marketing strategy a lot more. We have 5 people that have applied so far, which is great because we're hoping for anywhere from 50 to 75. Anyone can apply within this room as well. We highly encourage you guys to do so if you want to come to the event. It's a very short application. It's like 5 questions, and I don't think you guys will have any problem answering them. With that being said, do you guys have any questions for me?
Surf, I guess.
Are you guys, this is kind of directed at both of you, are you guys doing any, like, personal marketing to, like, groups on campus, like, going into their clubs and stuff?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So last week we were able to speak with Sigma Kappa. We're going to be trying to go to all of the Greek organizations as well as any organizations that will let us come. So the Center for Student Engagement itself has been doing a marketing strategy, letting them know about, you know, campus escort, pack provisions and whatnot. And so Hannah and I have been tagging along with that. I also went ahead and emailed all of the intern listservs that I had gotten from the summer. So boys got them too, but it's okay. So we'll just have even more people apply. And so that was like 2,000 emails. So hopefully that sparks some interest. But yeah, we added marketing that way too.
Chief of Staff Bradley also did a lot of great work by reaching out to a bunch of different clubs and organizations and emailing their presidents and saying, hey, if you think of anyone that would be great to apply for this, please encourage them to do so. And we've been personally reaching out to people online too. So
yeah, we've been
hopefully
DMing people and tagging them.
Yeah, and that's one thing too. If you know people and want to just message them on Facebook or send them that tweet, I think it means a lot coming from, you know, a senator that's currently serving to say, like, hey, I see the potential in you. I think you should apply. I think that'd be really powerful. So if you guys would please do that, that would be great. Any other questions for Chief Staff Bradley?
Yeah.
Sir Martinez.
This is also for both of you as well. Is there a way you guys are going to, like, measure the impact after? Like, are you guys going to send out a survey to the people that were part of the lecture, asking if they ended up running for Senate or things along those lines?
It's part of a big study that we're doing. So we've collected a lot of the past elections data and just have seen how many people who identify as women have run for office. And it's going to be all compiled into that. So after we see who actually, files to run or goes to those interest meetings, that's how we're going to kind of get our feedback. And then We planned out future events to kind of create a network of women that can help and support each other throughout this whole process. So
we really want to push for women to, you know, go into Senate and appointed positions, but also just really creating really, I'm trying to think of the professional word to say this, but just like really strong women in all leadership positions on campus. I think there's no harm in that.
Any other questions for Chief of Staff Bradley? All right, thank you. Director of Clubs and Organizations.
Hello again, everyone. Following up from last week, I would actually like to report that my department has passed the policy changes for the Department Procedures Manual. The most notable change that we discussed yesterday was actually a change of the Outstanding Club of the Year Award into a Outstanding Club of the Year Award for each coalition. So instead of just having one main award, we actually separate it up for each coalition because we believe that everybody from each coalition should be, or an Outstanding Club from each coalition should be recognized. From our discussion of this, we made it a point to start redeveloping the ASN Club Awards program as soon as a spring semester starts. Regarding club resource and renewal, Coordinator D'Amato will be speaking with the Graduate Student Associations, Clubs and Organizations Committee regarding hybrid undergraduate and graduate organizations. We noticed that the issue came up frequently in the past few weeks, so we're working on a model to allow clubs in that category to become ASUN recognized. More on that for next week. I've also finished doing an analysis of the 2016-2017 department account. High points of spending for our department during the last academic year were in October, where we spent over $38,000, and in March, where we spent over $30,000. We also found that we had around $9,800 left out of the $255,000 department account at that time. With the reduced budget for the year, though, at $247,000, this leads me to believe that we will either hit zero or we might need additional money to sustain a department account in June or at year end. I've also noticed that this year we are actually spending more per month than we did last year, so I might be working with Assistant Director Bittar to get something going for that. And I'm gonna be, I'll continue to update you guys on my findings from accounts in previous years as soon as I finish the rest of my analysis with Assistant Director Bittar. Let me know if you have any questions.
Questions? Senator Kendall.
So in the financial review of the clubs and organizations account, one of the questions brought up was how are we spending, or how is the department spending per coalition? Because do you have that information for us, I guess?
So unfortunately, I don't have updated information because there's, I believe Assistant Director Bittar mentioned this, there's a 2-week lag time between Central Station and when it hits the spreadsheets that Assistant Director Bittar uses to update the funding tracker. And the funding tracker is essentially a spreadsheet that tracks all that information with the coalition data. I think it'll be ready within the next few days, but we can't have a fully accurate coalition analysis until 6 weeks after the desired date that you want. So essentially, if you want the end of the summer funding periods and all of that coalition analysis data, you'd have to wait 6 weeks after the date that we've set for the end of the summer funding period. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So then that data that you're compiling that you mentioned would be ready in the next couple of days, that would just be for summer?
That would just be for summer, yes, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Oh, Senator Kendall, sorry.
Could you have that presented to us next Senate meeting?
Yep,
during
for
your
sure.
Report?
But I'll definitely I'll remember to put it. Oh, okay.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're right. Great. I have the report for the Director of Event Programming. Busy right now with their event. Happy Homecoming Week, Senator. Sorry I could not be in attendance tonight. I'm currently emceeing the Homecoming pageant. I'd like to thank Speaker Jackson, Senator Thummel, Senator Martinez, Senator Flanga, Senator Say, and Secretary Godoy for helping us at the Unni Run last night. We collected over 10,000 pounds of clothes. That's awesome. There's one last event, which is the pep rally tomorrow from 5 to 7, which I'm sure Director Nason will cover in greater detail. If Senate ends early tonight, please stop by the King and Queen pageant in the ballrooms. So we have a lot of amazing contestants this year, and that's all from them. Director of Legislative Affairs? Oh, sorry, Director Blue Crew first.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
So the event tomorrow is all set. It will be from 5 to 7 in front of the Joe. I know I've said this before, but a quick rundown of it is, you know, we're just trying to bring everybody together at the end of homecoming. While there has been no contestants screaming or crying, it has been a very intense week, as I'm sure you've all noticed. So we really just want to bring everybody together, you know, have some fun. We have food from three different vendors, so we're pretty excited about that. The only thing that will be 4 points at this event are like, I think Director Canella called them minute to win it competitions that the Department of Programming will be handling. Blue Crew will have nothing to do with tallying points or anything, as we've been affiliated the whole week and we've been participating with our different organizations. So I just wanted to get that on the record that there is no form of collusion or anything going on with homecoming. I think Director Newth will be there and the cheerleaders are going to be there, so it's going to be a pretty good time. We are pretty excited. Besides that, this Sunday, the 22nd, the men's basketball team will be playing an exhibition game, and all of the proceeds in ticket sales will be going to, I believe, Fire Relief. I have the email,
yes.
Right? Is that it? That's
mm-hmm.
Great. So, for students, it won't be free. It's going to be $5, but, you know, it's for a good cause, and so Blue Crew will definitely be pushing that. And then right now, besides that, we are working on the Blue Crew Trophy Week. That's going to be a lot of fun. I think this year it's going to span over 6 days. So that's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to have a women's soccer game, a women's volleyball game, a women's basketball game, and then football and basketball. So it's going to be a loaded week. We're pretty excited. And then we are also working on distributing the tickets for the men's throwback exhibition games. It's only 200 students are getting in. So we've been coordinating with athletics on how we're going to distribute those.
Great job. Are there any questions? Sir Martinez?
I just have a question if you have an update for us regarding your interns.
Oh, yeah, they're hired. Yeah,
nice.
We will be having our, sorry, I meant to say that. Thank you for reminding me. They will be having their first meeting next week, as this week is homecoming, and it's been very hectic. So.
Do you guys need any volunteers for the next one?
I think we should be good. Definitely all of you come through and enjoy some free food. It's open to everybody, not just the teams participating, so it should be a good time.
Great. Any other questions? Sir Becker.
What time is the event supposed to be tomorrow? I'm not sure.
It's 5 to 7.
5 to 7.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Do you want to? Sir Martinez.
It's a question regarding the fitness tailgates. I know in kind of like the beginning of when the fitness tailgates were being implemented, you wanted to kind of check it out to see if we would get involved or not. Do you know your stand at this point now regarding the fitness tailgates?
So I think they have been going well, but I think at this point we kind of talked about it as a department. We talked about it with the athletic department. I think we are going to refrain from getting involved with that solely because we've been trying to focus more on the other sports that haven't been recognized as much, and additionally really gearing up for next spring with men's and women's basketball. So.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Do we have anyone from Legislative Affairs here? Right. The Department of Diversity and Inclusion has no report. I have the Director of Sustainability's report. Hi, Senators. I just flew back in from my conference this morning. I learned a lot of new things and have come up with some cool initiatives we can begin working on. I'll spend the remainder of the week documenting everything from the conference for not only myself, but for future directors in this position. I'll keep you guys updated as I begin the projects I have come up with. As for a new project, Director Henderson and I are meeting up next week to construct a monthly bike/walk day to promote a healthy lifestyle and campus carbon footprint. At each one, students can be entered into a raffle for small prizes to incentivize the program. For the most part, whether students actually walk their bike will be based off an honor system, but as long as it gets students thinking about these options, we've completed our goal. Thanks. Let me write one. No. Okay. All right. So I guess email him if you have any questions. Director of Campus and Public Relations has no report tonight, and I have the Director of Campus Wellness. Hello, Senators. I'm still working on finishing my paperwork at Central Station, and I had to work a couple things out. Sebastian and I attended the Student Wellness Advisory Group meeting last Friday, and it went really well. I'm meeting with Daniel Fred tomorrow to go over NB Cares and the Green Dot and Pactivist programs. I talked to Director McNeese about working on a bike/walk-to-school program to spend the course of the semester and next. If you want to work on anything with me, email me. Thank you. All right, Attorney General.
You guys are in for a treat. It's the main event right here. All right, so I don't have a lot for you. just for anyone who was wondering, because in President Teixeira's statement, he called for the review of all video surveillance tapes. I happen to be on the Committee for Video Surveillance. I get to watch you guys do weird stuff when you weren't looking. But they are reviewing the tapes as we speak, and that was pretty much one of the first thing they did, is they were like, oh, let's go look at the tapes. So that's being done, just so you all know. The election code is still being worked on, but I got a little distracted with my other project, because now I am going to each director, each officer, and reviewing their duties in the SAS. So last week I met with Director Wahlberg, and I talked about his duties, and well, first of all, there's quite a few errors. I don't know if you know this, but there's supposed to be no assistance to this position, right? The SAS online clearly states.
We're working on it.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Just making sure. And then there's a few other things that he's supposed to meet with Faculty Senate and a couple other faculty groups like that. So he hasn't been doing that. I don't know if that's out of his own knowledge or whatever, but now he's aware of that and he's going to be doing that. He's going to be giving you guys reports with the faculty groups too. So be prepared for that. And finally, no, that's it. Any questions?
Any questions? Thank you. Is the elections chair here tonight? Report. For my report, there isn't much new information. I've kind of just been working on the same projects. Elector is huge. Sorry, I forgot one thing. But I have something exciting to share with you all. From now on, we'll be recognizing a Senator of the Week. You guys are doing some amazing things, and I want to make sure it gets highlighted during our meetings. So for this week, the Senator has been absolutely hitting the ground running from the beginning of the session. They're always excited and willing to take on projects and tasks. They set a high standard for themselves and for the people around them. The Senator always strives to include others in the work that they're doing and make everything into a collaborative effort. Over the last 2 weeks, I've been blown away by the way the Senator conducts and facilitates meetings and their exceptional efforts to increase financial accountability and transparency for the association. And our Senator of the Week is none other than Senator Justin Kirkendall.
Thank you.
Great job, and keep up the great work. All right, we'll move into agenda item 8, reports to the Senate. Oh, do you guys have any questions for me? I'm sorry. Okay, we're good. Moving into agenda item 8, report of the Senate committees. Chair of the Committee on Academics.
Hi guys. So last week we had our meeting on Friday to discuss our progress on advertising the NERA as well as the 13 community-based research awards. Our committee has reached out to a few recreational and STEM organizations. However, once the graphics are done for the NERA, then we're hoping to send out an email to the club listeners. However, the efforts of my community are coming along because yesterday I got emails asking me personally for more information and how my experience was after receiving the award. And then Ellie is already designing the graphics for the Nevada Undergraduate Research Award, and she will keep my community updated once the graphics are done. However, for the 13 new community-based research awards, the deadline of October 30th was approaching soon, so therefore Inflat chose to advertise it on social media right away without any graphic design, just to get the information out there. And then also, my community decided that we wanted to go through with the extension of the library hours pilot semester for next year, and then Dr. D, he suggested that we, for the election survey on web campus, where students can pick their candidates for the 86 session, we could add in a question about extending library hours, just to gauge students' interest and opinions on this matter. And then also, we don't have any sufficient data from the libraries just yet, so he suggested that we look into comparing other building hours, such as like the Vegan Fitness Center, the Delamar, and writing legislation in favor of extending library hours.
Discussion.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Anything? Thank you for the update. Chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance.
All right, everybody.
general revenue, blue crew, and capital accounts. Just a quick spark notes of each one. General revenue, it looks like we're going to come under the 3% increase that we had initially budgeted for, so there might be budget cuts in the future, or we might just see more conservative type of spending from each department. I'll try to gather a plan together to make sure that we're still financially responsible. The Center for Student Engagement is going to eat a lot of the cost as per, not requested, but I guess offered by Director Rodriguez to find ways to cut spending there. For Blue Crew, they spent quite a bit of their host account already on food for different types of events. So just so you know, the host account basically provides spending for food. So I suggested to the representative at the time, it wasn't Director Nason, it was one of the assistant directors, I believe, to be more conservative with their host spending. I was just looking at the memo, and they actually haven't spent a whole lot of their operating account, which they are entitled to, if I can find it, $32,000. So we could possibly see some money moving over from the operating account to the host account in the future to kind of level out that account. And then as far as the capital account goes, nothing too crazy. Spending is just fine. That's, you know, what we use to pay for the campus escort vehicle, the repair for the sign on the intramural fields, etc. That being said, next week's financial reviews will be Insight Magazine, New Student Initiatives, Campus Escort, and Leadership Programs. So again, if you're interested in hearing about how they're spending money, please attend. And additionally, we passed or favorably recommended two pieces of legislation, one of which was to increase internships by two in the PAC Internship Grant Program. The funding would be used from the BLF account, since they're not going to be using it anymore for the rest of the year, as well as legislation to recognize the rollover amounts from different accounts, so nothing crazy there.
Great. Questions for Budget and Finance? Thank you. Chair of the Committee on Civic Engagement.
Okay, so work is underway with the science fair. I have a meeting set up with Matt Dutcher to figure out how to fill out an SAB form. Tentatively, we're going to schedule the science fair for February 23rd. That's a Friday from 10 to 1 p.m. But I'm going to give you the confirmed actual date next Senate meeting. So that event's underway. Each of the people in my committee have assignments on who they're supposed to outreach to, and so I'm going to be sending out a PowerPoint on what they can demonstrate to the clubs, like what are good projects that they can do. And then they're going to discuss the idea of applying for the $250 within like the club support funding, specifically going towards civic engagement. So we're really excited to get them out on the road, like in clubs, talking to them exactly like about what we're going to do and how we want them involved. And so if you guys know anybody or any clubs that could be interested, I'm going to have a WooFoo form, and I'll send the link out to all of you guys. And so they're just going to submit who would be at the table, what they're going to buy, and what their actual project's going to be, because we don't want any overlap, and we want good, sustainable projects. They're going to teach some kind of valuable lesson to students that are coming. So that's really exciting and really fun. I'm very excited about it. I have a whole separate thing for you guys. For your own civic engagement opportunity, we're doing voter registration through Gabby Flores, who is like the director or the person for programming. And so if you guys are interested, you can volunteer to help register high school students to vote. You have to submit a form before October 24th, as well as sign up on Gift Polls. I'm having a really weird day. Gift Polls, if you would like to do it. It's really cool. It's a great way to like interact with people in our community, as well as get them registered to vote. It'll be really exciting. I will be there. I'm so excited. And again, that's Tuesday, November 14th, and Wednesday, November 15th, and they're 1.5-hour shifts, so if you want to do it, just give me an email, and I'll forward you this one. We're also working on very contentious legislation at this point. Senator Kirkendall is working on a project to have a requirement for hours of community service for senators, just to make sure we hold them accountable to the ideals of civic engagement that we try to hold our students accountable to. We do not have any of the details, so please don't ask me what they are yet. But we will have them. It will be tracked on Give Pulse optimistically, and the Committee on Civic Engagement will oversee that. So we're really excited to see that come in the future.
Make sure if you have input on that, keep up to date on the civic engagement meeting agendas so you can go and discuss it with them.
Oh, and there's no meeting this week. We have a meeting next week.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Questions? Thank you, Senator Flangus. Committee on Government Operations.
Hey, guys. So last week I had a meeting with Speaker Jackson about future projects we can be working on, as well as one big project to oversee our committee. Unfortunately, due to a personal issue, I no longer have the notes I kept for that meeting. So we're going to have to re-meet again and go over that one big project I'm thinking about working on for our committee is basically taking all of the elected positions within positions within the SAS and kind of simplifying those specifically, not the whole SAS, just those, and then putting it together on one document. We're not sure how it'll be organized, maybe a pamphlet or something like that, and then giving that out to individuals who are looking to run for Senate or looking to hold office. Just the one that kind of simplifies what the duties are so they have an idea of what they're running for and things like that. But I will have more once I get my whole personal situation figured out, so I apologize for that.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I'm really excited for that because then we can hand those out at these info sessions so people know what they'd like to get involved with in ASU on. So great work, and we'll meet again soon to talk about everything. Any questions for government operations? Thank you. Chair of the Committee on Public Affairs.
Good evening, everybody. So our next meeting will be October 23rd at 10 a.m. and we're going to be basically going over the handbill that we had Inkblot designed for like the advertising for the Veterans Luncheon, so that should be pretty good. And we're also going to vote through the budget proposal for the spending that we're gonna actually have to utilize for the Veterans Luncheon, so look for that if you're on the committee. And then, so like I said, the handbill from Inkblot is basically done. We're just going through like finishing touches back and forth with Ms. Cook from the Veterans Services offices. And then Speaker Jackson actually came up with a great idea of making like a formal invitation, like a formal email style invitation for the faculty that are being invited, such as the Vice Provost and President Johnson. And we're also in the works of doing the banner that we do every year, or like a signing banner that we do for the veterans. We'll like 2 or 3 days before the actual luncheon, we'll like table. We'll have a few senators, most likely from the my Committee on Public Affairs, and we'll sit at the table and have individuals passing by the KC sign, say like thank you to their veterans in honor of Veterans Day. And then also an individual named Noah Bird has been in touch with myself and Director Schultz, as well as Speaker Jackson, about doing some legislation that we're gonna meet with him on Friday at 1 o'clock about. And it's basically supposed to, let me read it real quick. It's basically going to, he's trying to get a piece of legislation to actually go to the state senate that's gonna have the Department of Labor give like half of tuition, like a whole half tuition assistance to students. So that's something that we're gonna look to see if we can, our campus can write a resolution on support of so we can help push that through the state senate. And yeah, that's all I've got.
Any questions for public affairs? All right, thank you. Committee on University Affairs.
Cool. So the next University Affairs meeting is going to be next Monday, October 23rd at 4 p.m., and that's going to be in the President's Conference Room. And then immediately that same week, I'm also going to be having a meeting on Friday. That's so that I can get the alternating Fridays to be on the same day as all the other committees, as well as at that same time, 12 p.m., the Liberal Arts Senators have been meeting with their dean, so I don't want to conflict with that with my committee meeting times. As far as what I've been working on, I'm trying to schedule a meeting with Senator Flangus and Attorney General Cameron Harris to look over the elections code and maybe draft some changes. And I emailed the Wolf Shop to ask about their textbook requisition data to see how far along they are with that. And they finished collecting the data for fall 2016, so they just need to collect the data for a winter semester and then a spring semester. And then once they do that, they'll send the data over me, and then we can hopefully start working on something to reach out to all the different academic colleges. And as far as my outreach program, I looked into Inkblot's guidelines for work requests and the deadline by which I would need to approach them for a marketing plan to roll out my outreach program in this next spring semester is November 27th, which gives me well over a month to figure out exactly where the funding would come from before actually committing to a plan, because I would have to have every single detail figured out before giving it to Inkblot. Other than that, actually that's all, yeah.
Thank you, any questions for University Affairs? All right, thanks. Speaker Pro Tempore.
So tonight is our first meeting for the interns at 8 o'clock p.m. here in the Senate chambers. In addition to that, I'll be sending you guys an email regarding the kind of like speed dating thing that's going to go on October 25th. which will be at 8 p.m. again during the intern meeting. I'll kind of have more details regarding that. In addition, I'll be sending out the Myers-Briggs test with that. So if you already have an idea of what your Myers-Briggs is, that's like the ENFJ stuff that we kind of did in the beginning of Senate training. For those of you that weren't there, if you want to take that test, I'll attach the link. In addition to that, I'll have a Google Doc which you can fill out. Again, these are kind of preemptive measures just in case I can't really pair you then and there. You guys can put each other down for the matchup. This is another way for me to match you guys up to hopefully create a successful mentor-mentee kind of thing. In addition to that, I'll ask you guys about a panel I have set up for the interns. I would really like some senators to come out and kind of speak on behalf of Senate and things along those lines. I may even reach out to some directors of legislative affairs and Department of Clubs and Orgs and programming and things along those lines, but I really want to give the interns a chance to ask all of you questions, so I'll be reaching out in that instance. And again, I'm holding all the interns to pretty high standards right now. I have a lot planned for them, and I'm very excited, and I cannot wait to develop them into these amazing leaders, but that also means that you guys need to be able to assist them in this process as well, so please work with them. Let me know if you have any questions or projects you would like to work on or work on with your intern with, because you guys definitely set the bar for them. Are there any questions?
Alright, thank you. Moving into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, move into agenda item 14, first reading of legislation. We have Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify the ASUN internship qualifications. I want to apologize that subsection B, it's completely my fault. It was a technical issue on my part that that piece of legislation did not make it onto the actual agenda, even though it's listed here. So we will be hearing that next week. And my apologies to Senator Flangus, because I know she worked very hard on that. We're going to go into agenda item 15, motions to fast track legislation. I'm seeking a motion to fast track Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify the ASUN internship qualifications. Senator Smith.
I move to fast track Senate Bill 85 and act to clarify the ASUN internship qualifications by unanimous consent.
Oh, is there any dissent to the motion? Sorry. Seeing none, motion carries to fast track. We're going to move into agenda item 17. Since I did author this legislation, I move to pass the gavel to Sarah Martinez. Do you accept?
I accept. So we're now in agenda item 17, second reading of legislation. I am seeking a motion for a second reading of the legislation. Regarding item 17B, Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify the ASUN internship qualifications. Senator Becker.
I move to second Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify ASUN internship qualifications.
It has to be.
If you want to restate that, just say I'm seeking a motion to approve.
Oh, I'm seeking a motion. So sorry. Do we have to? Okay, I am seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify the ASUN internship qualifications. Senator Becker.
I move to approve Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify the ASUN internship qualifications.
Is there a second? Senator Maul.
Second.
All those in favor, please state by... Oh, we don't.
Can I talk about it?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Moving into discussion, Speaker Jackson.
Okay, I'd just like to present this, so... Dr. Beattie actually brought this to my attention. We were going through the SAS, and most of the internships, excluding the executive internship, includes a section that states that each intern shall meet the general qualifications to hold office as depicted by the ASUN Constitution. In the ASUN Constitution, it does state that you need to hold a University GPA of a 2.75. So that means any incoming freshman student that does not currently hold a university GPA would then be ineligible, which I would think contradicts to what we're trying to do here and what we have done in the past as well. So it's mostly a clerical change just to make sure that we're being consistent with these documents. So if you guys have any questions, let me know.
Senator Thummel.
I think that although the executive internship in the SAS doesn't include this clause, I think we should also kind of include this same format that you've included for all the other internships as well. So with that being said, can I amend it or? Okay.
You can make a motion.
Okay. I move to amend Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify the ASUN internship qualifications to include an item I that would read SAS Title V, Section 502.3 shall be amended to read, in general and executive intern serves as a volunteer, active learning individual who is being educated and prepared to hold office in ASUN. All members of the executive internship program throughout their service shall meet the general qualifications to hold office depicted by the ASUN Constitution, with the exception of incoming freshmen who do not currently have a university GPA in their, in their first semester.
Sorry,
one more time?
Yes. To include a Section I, SAS Title V, 502.3, shall be amended to read, in general, an executive intern serves as a volunteer, active learning individual who is being educated and prepared to hold office in ASUN. All members of the executive internship program throughout their service shall meet the general qualifications to hold office depicted by the ASUN Constitution, with the exception of incoming freshmen who do not currently have a university GPA in the first semester.
Thank you.
Is there a second? Senator Toole?
Second.
All those in favor, moving into discussion on the amendment, is there any discussion? All those in favor approving the amendment, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Moving back into discussion on the bill as a whole, Senator Flingus.
Is there any GPA requirement for incoming freshmen to apply for the internship program?
Not currently, I don't believe so. Dr. Beattie, is there a GPA requirement for incoming freshmen for the internship program?
For right now, it says, currently it says the same as you guys.
No, it says university GPA requirement.
Which?
Is there a high school GPA requirement? I think it's the...
No, we don't have access to that. I only have access. So I'm the one that inevitably checks these GPAs, or Delana, someone from Delana's office, and all we have are GPAs for college. High school doesn't. The Office of Admissions and Records doesn't give us access to that information.
Senator Busman.
Don't they give that access to fraternity and sorority life for those grade checks?
Dr. Beattie?
I don't know. I don't work in the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life. But I will tell you that there's a minimum GPA of 3.0 to get into the University of Nevada, Reno, so it's not going to be below a 2.75.
Are there any further questions? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to clarify the ASU and internship qualifications, please designate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. I will now pass the gavel back to Speaker Jackson. Do you accept?
I accept. Thank you. Moving into agenda item 18, miscellaneous business. Subsection A, Senate committee changes. I would like to repeat what I stated last meeting and say that if you are not able to physically attend these meetings on a regular basis, or if you've not been attending a meeting on a regular basis, please switch off that committee and switch on to another one. Any Senate committee changes at this time? Right. Seeing none, we'll move into subsection B, Senator Reports. We'll start with Senator Martinez.
So right now, I'm working on the project still with Residential Housing Association. It's actually getting the ball rolling finally. I met with Matthew Kent, who's in charge of the Nighthall building, and we're kind of discussing what's going on with that. In addition, I met with someone from UNLV who has already implemented the LGBT inclusive floor. So we're basically taking their proposal and kind of adapting it to the university here. In addition, this weekend, after the incident that happened at the Church of Fine Arts, I emailed our dean, Deborah Modelmog, asking what we could do, and she put together this entire event where they opened the doors to the Church of Fine Arts public to encourage them to come and paint over the symbols that were painted on the walls. And actually, Speaker Jackson attended as well, and it was truly amazing. I even talked to some constituents there, and it was amazing to hear their feedback. And in addition to that, we'll be meeting with Dean Modelmog this week, I believe. And yeah, we're just gonna talk more about that and kind of plans we have regarding the department, in addition to the LGBT inclusive floor That should be implemented by fall next year.
We're gonna take a question for every senator that gets a report. So, do you guys have any questions for Senator Martinez? Senator Kirkendall.
So, I understand that the College of Liberal Arts senators have a great working relationship with the dean, and I commend that. Is there any way that us other senators can also help? I understand that we represent different colleges, but how can we best help liberal arts?
I would say definitely supporting us in a sense. We have a lot of programs and events that are going on, but I believe Senator Flangus also has something to
say.
Our biggest struggle is coming up with like the College of Liberal Arts Week, and it's like one of the like infrastructure for that's like really hard to plan. So I know Dean Monomog wants to like extend it. I know we had our one night, which was really exciting and fun, but like we're trying to look for infrastructure.
So Martinez.
Yeah, going off of what Senator Flangus just said, actually our like College of Liberal Arts like day essentially was only really given to juniors and seniors. So that kind of shattered away like freshmen and sophomore standing individuals. In addition to that, we have a Trek program going on this Friday, which I'll be attending as well. So I'll kind of be like scoping out the idea with that. But I definitely would like to echo what Senator Flangus just said. It would be really awesome to kind of give them an idea for next year to actually have an entire week where it's not just designated towards upperclassmen, but freshmen as well.
Suggestion, maybe you can reach out to the College of Business and then kind of ask them how they plan their College of Business week that they do every week. And then even, I know we have some Business Student Council representatives in ASUN, so maybe asking them of how they plan it and how they work everything out might be beneficial. Any other questions for Senator Martinez? All right, Senator Billman.
All right, so I guess I'll start with the Cabinet Advisory Board. So I finished the application for that, and then I sent it to David Shintani, the Assistant Dean, and I haven't gotten back from him yet, so I'm gonna send an email again. He's not the best at getting back with emails, so I'll have to keep on top of that and see where he wants to go with that, and so we could take that further in whatever direction this, he wants the Student Advisory Board to go. And then also for more college stuff, there's this thing called Young Farmers and Ranchers. And it's a, yeah. And so what it is through the Nevada Farm Bureau, which is, the Farm Bureau is kind of like a national organization. They have like groups in each state. And so the Nevada Farm Bureau has this part of it that's called the Young Farmers and Ranchers. And what it is they kind of just promote agriculture, and they have this discussion meet on like the state level. And through this discussion meet, people can like participate, and they can like do well in this, and then go to like a national conference. And they also can do, they can do like can make like a collegiate like chapter of like the Young Farmers and Ranchers. And so currently, it's, from what I know, it's like in the process of happening. But I would like to help with that and really get that going, because I think it's a cool program and it could really get people involved. And then also, I'm also looking for people to apply for the senator position in ASUN, and yeah, shout out, there was a in the Sagebrush they have the ad out, which is really cool. And so yeah, there's a couple people who I know who are looking to apply, so I'm just looking to encourage that. And then for senator stuff, I'm currently working, I got assigned from GovOps to work with Stephen McNeese on doing legislation for the SNF and expanding and clarifying that. And then that's a title I just assigned to me, so I'm on the beginning stages of that. And then also, I got assigned today working with the legislative affairs for some legislation they want to pass. I haven't been able to get like the copy yet of like being able to read it or what they like want to do, but once I do, I'll start working on that too. So yeah, that's it.
Great. Any questions for Senator Bowman? Senator Smith?
Pending its approval, how do you plan on marketing your student advisory board? Like, how do you plan on reaching out to students and having them get involved?
So I think some of the best ways to market to people is by, I guess, meeting like in person. And so like really being able to, because being able to discuss in person, going to clubs, especially the agriculture or cabinet related ones would be the best way to do it. So I would personally go to clubs and talk to them about this new program that's formed and what it's trying to achieve.
Other questions? reach out to your cabinet people and tell them to apply for the Senate seat. Cool? Okay. Sarah Kirkendall.
Alright, I don't know if I'll be able to condense all of this, but this has been building up. So, essentially, I've been working on a project to expand Nevada Fit to incorporate some type of outreach to students to provide them soft skills of like interviewing skills, resume building skills, and whatnot. So I spoke with Felicia DeWall, the Nevada Fit coordinator two Wednesdays ago, because I made this for last week, of improving the Nevada Fit program. A little background on it, it's in its sixth year and expanding by 500 students to 1,800 total for next year. Right now I'm in the planning phase of bringing internship engagement to the students. So we reached an idea where we could bring businesses around Reno in to basically hold mock interview session for Nevada Fit students. It could be BizFit, it could be all of Nevada Fit, who knows. And we just kind of spitballed that idea, and I met with Mary T. Calhoun, as well as, I can't remember the other gentleman's name, along with Felicia DeWald, and we kind of had like a board meeting of some sort where we kind of tossed the idea even further with the Career Studio, and they kind of pulled it in different directions as opposed to my initial intention of having mock interviews with different businesses. They talked about maybe having a panel of alumni from the College of Business or whatever, you know, college is representing the Nevada Fit program. Basically having like a presentation of how to utilize the services on campus, but I still want to bring it back more to the interview process, because if there could be like some type of mock interview session for people in Nevada Fit, the following week, or I believe 2 weeks after, there's going to be a job fair or like a job fair week type of thing that the Career Studio puts on, and that would be great for this freshman to have the experience and knowledge going into it. So we just basically ended with saying that we don't want to bite off more than we can chew, because mid-spring is when we need to have the plans finalized. And the problem with the Career Studio, as well as Nevada Fit, or actually it's Nevada Fit's problem mainly, is their schedule is so crazy, and so we can't really get everyone on board until we have set days of which we can do different things. So I'm sorry if that made no sense. My notes don't really make any sense. It kind of shows how pulled apart it got.
It's exciting though. Are there any questions for Senator? Senator Smith.
Would you plan on, or like, is your goal to have this implemented in Nevada Fit for next year, for this next summer that it happens?
Senator Kirkendall.
Yeah, so this is, I hope to have it for next year. I don't want it to be like a 2 years down the line type of thing. Like, I want to see it through.
Senator Chalmer.
So to try and summarize,
yeah.
Basically you're just trying to get a Career Studio workshop into the Nevada Fit schedule?
Senator Kirkendall.
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Anything else? Thank you, Senator Kirkendall. Senator Ma.
Okay, so this Friday, I have a meeting with Madeline Perdue. She's a Sage Press editor. She's going to interview me. And they're going to do like a little profile in the Sagebrush. So that's going to happen. And then I am waiting for initiative from Director McNeese for the recycling campaign. And then this Friday, I have a meeting with Mikhail Carver. He's a director of it's like campus services for like recycling, like overseas recycling. And so I'm going to see if I can talk with him to increase the number of recycling bins in classrooms. And then finally, I'm going to be editing the SAS for the Nevada Undergraduate Research Journal in government operations.
Important stuff. Any questions? Senator Becker.
Can you give us a brief overview of the project that you're working on for right here, please?
So yeah, the recycling campaign. We're trying to just like promote recycling on campus. We're gonna try to like do stickers, maybe have some like campaigning on the screens around campus. Just promote that, promote more recycling that was sustainable campus, so.
Great. Any other questions? Thank you, Senator Ma. Sarah Thummel.
So, recently me, Senator Kirkendall, and Senator Ma had a meeting with our Dean Mosier, where we discussed some future things that are going on within the school, the College of Business. A lot of things are kind of like in talks that ASUN can't directly impact. One of them being the talks of getting a new business building, which is something that's very much needed, because it turns out that the College of Business has the highest number of students per professor, so like we're the most overpopulated. So this new business building will be one of the first buildings in terms of the recent buildings that's going to be dedicated just towards having classrooms and, you know, being able to support more professors and things like that. In terms of things we asked, like what AHUN can help him with and the College of Business as a whole, mostly business-related clubs, reaching out to them and supporting them. So I have a meeting with the president of Delta Sigma Pi, the business fraternity, next week to discuss any ways I can help their group out. I plan on meeting up with more business fraternities throughout my term just to see how I can help them out, seeing as that was what Dean Mosier recommended for ASUN to do in terms of how we can help the College of Business out. And then I also plan on trying to find a time to meet with Director Wahlberg regarding the PAC Friendly Business campaign to see just what his plans are right now, this, where it's at, what plans he has on expanding, and kind of collaborating with him on that.
Okay. Any questions? Senator Martinez.
Regarding like you reaching out to like clubs that are like business based, are you gonna kind of reach out to club organizations department as well and kind of get them in on those meetings, because they may like be able to help them out in that sense as well?
Right, and absolutely. One of the things like clubs and orgs does a great job with like reaching out to their clubs. My main goal is kind of just to have like that personal touch as well. So I'd like to get in contact with clubs in order to see what they offer right now in terms of like, you know, ways to help the clubs out with like club support funding, things like that. So I have a good basis of what ASUN is currently doing and how I can improve it as well with like that one-on-one interaction.
Other questions? Sir Chalmer.
So this is actually the first I've heard of a new business building. Do you have any more information about like when and where it's going to be built?
In terms of when, that mostly depends on the funding of the university. It could be, I believe he said around 10 years.
Sorry, Kirkendall, do you have something to add?
Yeah, I believe it was like 10 years. If you have something to add on that, that's
what
I
Sorry,
have.
Kirkendall.
I'll cover the where. So it's basically going to be down where, like, pretty much when we build towards the city, like to the freeway, you know, it's going to be like the first building, like right off the freeway, essentially. Right? That's what you was hoping for.
Okay.
If that makes sense, where that's like creepy motel is. You know.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. Senator Toole.
So I'm still trying to set up a meeting with my dean, Ken Call. It's been like pretty hectic with everything going on around campus, and then this week being homecoming week. I do plan on meeting with the advisors this week and starting talking to them. And after Speaker Pro Temp Martinez asked if the College of Education has a student advisory board, they do not. So I was going to try to meet with him or Senator Billman and find out how to get that process going. And then I do plan on meeting with the U of NEA at their next meeting and see if they have any plans coming up for the American Education Week, which is good, next month. Any questions?
Questions? Sir Becker?
So who would be like the first person you're going to talk to about like doing the advisory board for the College of Education?
I think I'm going to try and contact the advisors about that and meet with them. Just because with all the incoming freshmen and registration for classes for next semester already coming up, by me like talking to them, I can get them to try and like promote that and tell all the incoming freshmen about that, and also other students that come in to get help with their schedules and see if they'd be interested in coming.
Maureen Mortensen is the advisor for the University of Nevada Education Association. And the U of NEA does function as the College of Education's student council, so I would recommend getting in touch with her. I know she's been wanting to contact you about things, so make sure you email her back and then go to the U of NEA meeting, which is Thursdays at 10 a.m. And we did request last time that you had a report for us regarding when you met with the advisors, so we do expect that you have that for us next time, next week, actually. Any questions? Senator Mall.
Sorry, so I haven't emailed your report, I don't know how long, so it's just telling everything I've done in the last one. So College of Engineering is at a high peak right now. to a 8-bit lunch on, I believe they call them this. But 8-bit is essentially the accreditation that holds pretty much all degrees to like the same standpoint. And I had the privilege to sit next to one of the people that were actually doing our department. And he was very, very surprised. He was like, there was really not a whole lot of stuff that he really brought up. Then our dean kind of touched on, there's a lot of minor things, but there was nothing major. And as soon as I know like the final thing, I'll let you guys know, but pretty much every degree should be keeping its accreditation. And they added a minor, and they're gonna change that to, they're adding a major, and that's gonna get accredited as soon as there's one person that graduated from that degree. So that's also cool. Then I went to the engineering advisory board SOLCO, which was really cool. It was up in Great Basin Hall. There was a keynote by a person that works a lot in the CS department, which was cool. A lot of people were falling asleep just because he was talking very fast, but it was a great keynote. that was that week. Then after that, I met with a couple of people in on faculty and trying to figure out what we could do to get people more involved. And it's been the same thing. There's no brilliant answer. It's just a lot of different moving pieces. So I want to sit with the elections chair to see if we could figure something out. But when I was talking to Dr. B last meeting, there has not been a female engineering senator in two sessions now. So I'm going to be reaching out to a lot more of like SWE and stuff like that to see if I could at least find one who's someone interested in running. So besides that, I was talking with Senator Say about a student advisory board. There's really not one. We don't have one. I don't think we have one, but we have a leadership council that Senator Chalmers was on. But pretty much about all I remember at the moment. Is there any questions?
I actually have one for you. Do you have any contact information to SWE that I could reach out to? I think it would be great if we encouraged a lot of those women to apply for Elect Her.
I could look it up and I'll give it to you by tomorrow. I'm pretty sure
great.
It's in my class.
Okay, yeah, and if you know anyone too, remind them that that's a resource and encourage them to apply. It's for any leadership position too. So thank you for that. Senator Lee?
Oh, have you ever thought of like contacting people at the LLC? Because I know like women in science and engineering have their own board there, so that might be.
That's helpful to me too, thank you. Senator Becker?
What's the new major that you guys are calling?
I don't remember, it was.
Senator Say?
Biomedical engineering. We just added it last fall. I'm actually a biomedical engineer, so I'll be probably the first graduate of that, so we'll see how that goes. And then they're also thinking about, are they trying to get aerospace engineering going? I think next fall, which is kind of exciting. So a lot of fun stuff going on with engineering.
I love all the science majors just jumped when he said that. It was awesome. Senator Ma, did you have something?
Oh, that was my question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Someone else had their hand up. Senator Busman.
I'm not sure if I heard this right, but you said engineering has a student leadership council, but not a student advisory board?
Correct.
Does that just mean that it's not like integrated with the like faculty leadership, or
it is essentially a club. It's not directly like
okay.
In there.
Yeah.
Senator Chalmers.
It is a club, but they do work with the faculty in the engineering department. One of their main functions is using the differential fees account that they collect funds from the engineers to then redistribute to the engineering club as for their financial support of the ASU and any of them. So in some senses, it is an advisory board, and in some senses, it is not.
So would you say it kind of serves the same purpose?
I feel like it does, yeah.
Okay. We'll look into that more. That'd be good. Sir Martinez?
Also, this is just a comment. If you need help, Senator Mall, with reaching into the living learning community, let me know. In addition to that, I think I know two females actually who are in the College of Engineering interested in running for a Senate seat. So if you would like to contact me after, I can definitely give you their contact information because they're very interested in that.
Any other questions? Thank you. Senator Chalmer.
Oh, okay. So let's see. Apart from the committee stuff, I got us the Blind Onion for the veterans lunch, and then I reached out to some STEM clubs for academics to talk about the neuro stuff. We haven't been meeting regularly with the College of Engineering Dean, 15 minutes, but like it felt like he had a lot more to say, and like we were the ones leaving. So he can provide some insight on that. Since I found out that you don't have to sit in the Senate workroom for your office hours, I walked around and reached out a little more, and I kind of got met with the same result from last time. They said, stop spending the money on dumb stuff and just give us more pizza. So I'm going to try and find some more creative ways to actually get some constructive insight out of my peers going on for next week and so on. Other than that, I have been considering reaching out to my major classes specifically to consult them regarding like senator stuff, but I'm not really sure how to do that or if it's a good idea. If you guys have advice for that, I'd love it.
Well, that's something I hope in these coming workshops that we have, that we can do kind of an outreach brainstorm so we can talk about some of these problems that we've been having and then try to figure out a plan so we'll all be successful in that realm. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I have two cabinet people in mind that I think might be interested in the now vacant Senate position, and I do know that the president of the Engineering Leadership Council is a female, so I'll ask her if she's interested at all in Senate, because that might be a thing for her.
Yeah, and encourage everyone in those clubs and organizations that you're involved in or under your major to apply for elect her. It'd be great. Sarah Martinez.
Just regarding like student outreach, something again, I just went to an event this weekend regarding what had just happened, and I literally just asked students, how do you feel about this? And they gave incredible feedback. And it was something I never thought of before. So I think definitely just going to these events that are put on, for example, especially like the talks that are going on that Hannah's putting on with the center, or Speaker Jackson, sorry. So just definitely going out and reaching out to those events and reaching out to the students there and asking them, like, how do you feel? And they'll tell you, definitely.
Anyone else? Thank you. Senator Singh.
Hi. So the last couple weeks have been just really busy with school, but I did get the chance to talk to a club about NERA with the Committee of Academics. And then I emailed Assistant Vice Provost Furukawa about the posting board. I have a general idea of what I want from the posting board. I'm probably just going to base it off of the one in the Branson Hall. And then I was planning on talking with you, Speaker Jackson, about just kind of meeting up and figuring out like where exactly, like how we want to purchase it. And then from there, we'll just tell Vice Provost, our Assistant Vice Provost, Associate Vice Provost Rokala about the board, and he'll see if it can work. And then once we get it in the facilities, we'll install it. That's inside. So, yeah, not much else. So.
Great. Well, let's touch bases and do a budget proposal and then get that thing ordered and get it up. Sounds good. Anyone else? Questions? Senator Singh? Thank you for your work on that, by the way. I'm very excited to have a new posting location. Sarah Kirkendall.
When do you think that the new posting location would be finalized and actually be available?
It depends on how fast we can get the posting board shipped to us, and then from there it's up to facilities on how or when they're going to install that. So I honestly couldn't tell you, just because I don't have any experience with like things coming in. I'd say a couple weeks, being very hopeful, but not entirely sure.
If you want to send me your availability, let's meet later this week and then just get that ready to go so we can get it ordered and get it up as soon as possible. Okay. Senator Becker.
What's going on, guys? So this Friday I have a meeting with Noah Byrd about his legislation that he'd like us to write to support his bill that he'd like to take to the State Senate about the Department of Labor Tuition Assistance Program for our students. So that's something that I'm going to collaborate with Director Schultz on from Legislative Affairs, so I'll be looking for that. And then I'm also looking for, like, actively still for, like, more legislation for our committee to write on behalf of our universities to represent our university's interests. So if you guys have any ideas, please feel free to let me know. And I'm also working pretty much trying to work on the finishing touches for the veterans luncheon. Like I said, I have the budget proposal coming up next meeting, and then I'm still looking for the piece of legislation that I'm going to be presenting at my meeting. So again, if you guys have any ideas, please feel free to let me know.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Rucker? All right. We're going to move into agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing no public comment, we'll move into agenda item 21, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:54 p.m.